Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, take control of the airwaves. It is the Monday night edition of the show, and we're bringing it to you live, as always, here 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can join us any old time at 800-259-9231. Bring up maybe a personal problem. Maybe you got a political issue or an agenda that you want to push. We are here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
So anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You'll find our bulletin board system. We just recently hit a couple new important points on our BBS. We've eclipsed 20,000 posts.
That's a lot of posts.
We've also eclipsed 600 users.
That's a lot of users.
Yeah, it is. And it's a lot of fun at freetalklive.com. So be sure you go and check that out. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, you can call them toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Actually, I was surfing around the Free State Project forums today, and I found somebody who had posted something in regards to, it sounded like, and I was trying to clarify this from the dude, it sounded like he was a Rush Limbaugh listener.
Okay.
Who, apparently, Rush is now podcasting.
Yes, right? Rush is podcasting.
See, because everybody in the radio industry is following the lead that Free Talk Live basically created.
They can't help it. We were first. Right. They really got to follow us.
And so now Rush is doing his podcasting, and apparently just the fact that Rush is mentioning
Well,
the
Rush
word,
called me and asked a couple of tips on how to podcast.
Yeah. It figures.
Yeah.
So now apparently all these listeners
I told him if he gave me a couple of lore tabs, I'd tell him.
All these listeners that are hearing the term podcast for the first time are going and, well, now they want to know about this whole podcasting thing. Now that Rush is doing it, they want to know more about it, and so once they look into it, who do they come across but Free
sure.
Talk Live?
Who comes up number one in podcasting?
Yes, or as far as political shows go, we are always number one at PodcastAlley.com. We're currently number five total. Like, out of all the music podcasts, out of every other different genre of podcast, we're number five at the moment.
I don't think there's any music podcasts above us, though.
I'm not sure about that.
I think they're mostly techie.
So if you're a Limbaugh fanatic or what do they call Franken followers? Frankensteins?
Sounds good.
Frankhead?
Oh, it's Ditto Heads for Limbaugh.
Yeah. Right? If you're a Ditto Head or a Frankenstein, I don't know.
I don't know what they call people listening
either
to
way,
Sean Hannity.
Either way, we're probably going to offend you both.
Yeah.
Well, but actually, apparently this guy found our show and then found the Free State Project and then joined the Free State Project. So it went Rush, Free Talk Live, Free State.
There's
Project.
A lot of Republicans out there that are sick of Republicans in office.
Yeah.
I was a Republican until Republicans got in office.
Right.
And then I saw what they do when they're in power. And it just made me sick.
Yeah. They do the same old thing that
same
the
old
Democrats
thing.
Do.
Whoa, surprise. These guys like power just as much as a small government Republican.
Yeah, exactly.
I fell for that trick once. I'm not going to do it anymore. Thanks.
Unfortunately, the American people seem to fall for it
over and over and over again. It is baffling.
I don't understand it.
How can you be a small, you know, be for small government and continue to vote for Republicans who continue to vote for more big programs? I mean, Bush has grown the government bigger than Clinton did.
Maybe they just think this time they'll do it right. This time they'll get it.
I do understand not feeling that there's an option, but there is.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, the option is viable if everybody votes for it.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, that's the other thing that we run into as a third party, as people who are on the outside, the libertarians, when we're talking to somebody.
I hate that terminology. Hate it.
What's that?
As a third party. I hate the word third. I hate it. As another party.
Okay, as another political party that's frequently ignored by the media and sidelined in general.
I understand that we're sidelined, but there's no reason for us to continue using a word that places us one, two, three, third. We're third.
Okay,
yeah, I hate that. I hate it.
The alternative party?
Just another party. We're another party. The Republicans are another party. The Democrats are another party.
Okay.
Greens are another party.
Yeah.
But they are. They're another party. So are the socialists. So are the Nazis.
Do you think the Nazis are getting any votes?
No. But they're another party. They are. I'm sure they're getting.
And the socialists are running as Democrats. And if we could only really get away with labeling them what they really are.
Yeah.
They're fascists and socialists. They both want bigger government.
They do.
And they're very successful at lying to people in
it's
order to get
it. It's just what reason do they want the bigger government? Do they want bigger government in order to make sure that everybody's taken care of? Mm-hmm. Or do they want big government so that they can make sure that the Lord's work is done?
I don't know. See, now I feel, I got to wonder if we shouldn't be careful about making Nazi references to the Republicans or certain Republicans and certain Democrats. I like fascists too. The Daily Show recently did a big, huge segment, and so have a bunch of other people been talking about it lately, is how in many of these, just in a conversation in general, especially when you're talking about a politically oriented conversation, it eventually turns toward comparing someone to Hitler.
And oh, so that's Godwin's Law, right?
Yeah, right. Godwin's Law on the internet, but it also just happens on just in political circles in general.
The suggestion of Godwin's Law is that when you're having a political conversation that goes on and on and on, what you're saying is it's the law that someone eventually will bring up a reference to Hitler, and it's usually referenced inappropriately. It's not tied in at all to correctly to the conversation.
And, of course, it being an internet law, it always has to have a quirky corollary, which means in the corollary to Godwin's Law is that if anyone directly refers to Godwin's Law, in other words, if someone else has accused someone of, of...
Someone invokes Godwin's Law.
Yeah, someone invokes Godwin's Law and says, you compared him to Hitler, Godwin's Law, you lose, or whatever. And they intentionally, invoke Godwin's Law. The corollary to Godwin's Law is that person loses as well. This is the argument. And
I'm not sure that...
Everyone just needs to stop talking.
There's really no point at all. Yeah, that's the whole internet.
It's stupid.
I think the whole internet just needs to stop talking sometimes, because really, isn't it just an exercise in futility for most people?
It's just
people getting on message boards and just huffing and puffing about their own beliefs, with the exception of the Free Talk Live message board, which of course we really there's real conversation on there and important things.
Well, I have listened to, I have read a lot of the conversations on Free Talk Live, and there are some people that are better at debating than others.
Oh, yeah.
And some of them just don't know when they've lost.
Yeah, some of the people definitely on the internet I would definitely call master debaters.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun to Dana in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, Dana.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I just wanted to get you guys' take on this. Well, the disappearance of all this credit card holder information. Have y'all been keeping up with that?
Well, I did. There was, a million people, 2 million people whose...
I thought 40 million MasterCard
members
were really...
40 million. There was an article. It just kind of bothered me, this last round of this stuff, because this has been going on since the first of the year.
There have been a few cases of it.
Now, are they disappearing, or are they just being copied by hackers?
They're being compromised.
Well, disappearing, it's the tape. The tapes are being hacked, into the systems. And like this last one, it had to do with U.S. Parcel Service, the Citigroup.
Mm-hmm.
They were carrying the tapes from one place to another, and the tapes disappeared.
You mean like their backup tapes? Is that what you're saying?
It just says United Parcel lost computer tapes. Do you remember that story, the first of the month?
Mm. Yes.
The first of June. It was 3.9 million customers to City Financial at that point. Can I just kind of skim some of the highlights of this article I got off USA off the net the other day?
Possibly. If you could, highlight it during the break. We're going to ask you to just hang on and just get some real key points, because we can't go through the whole thing, obviously.
Okay.
So get your highlighter out, work on it here, and we'll come back to you, okay?
I've already done that.
You're prepared. All right, well, hang on, Dana. We're going to come back to you. 1-800-259-9231. It's definitely an important issue. I think your information, is it secure? Quite clearly, the answer there is no. 40 million people, their information has been compromised. Whether that means your credit card number will be stolen or not is a whole other question. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. More on identity theft on the way.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers were willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800 686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free. Take control of the show. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got archives there. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the site. As you scroll through, you'll find a link to our friends over at podcastalley.com. You can go and vote for us there. You can also just go directly at vote.freetalklive.com. But the archives are also brought to you by downloadradio.org, who are hosting our archives very graciously all the way back to March 1st for free. So if the last 6 days isn't good enough...
What's the benefit to them?
Just some extra traffic to their website.
Traffic? Okay.
They're a website dedicated to hosting talk shows.
I see.
And so there's some other shows there as well, which I'm sure you can go and check out if you'd like. So there you go. 800-259-9231. Let's go back to the phones and back to the phone. Talk to Dana in Washington. Dana, you're on back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Okay, guys.
All right, so you're going to give us some highlights from this credit card theft article.
Yeah. Let's go back to February. Mm-hmm. February, it was LexisNexis that initially announced hackers had hit their database and hit 32,000. That was later changed to 310,000.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah. The next one after that, well, actually before that, it was February. That was in March. February was Choice Point.
I remember we reported on Choice Point here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
145,000. They claimed 50 dummy bait businesses had hacked into them and pulled the information. Then we have this month, like I said earlier, the first of the month with Citigroup, and that was due to United Parcel supposedly losing the sensitive tapes. That was $3.9 million of Citi Financial. And then if you look at the latest one, which was Card System Solutions out of Tucson, was the one responsible for this, MasterCard, this was the $40 million, MasterCard alone says that it was 14 million of their customers. And they said it wasn't just credit cards. It was bank ATM and cash, you know, check cash card.
Mm-hmm.
It was MasterCard. So you add that up, and we're looking at close to 45 million people have had their financial information hacked since the first of the year.
Yeah.
Now,
oh, that's an aggregate number. It's not exactly right.
Terrorists are not going to do this. Common sense tells me the government is doing this for whatever purposes, compare everybody's financial information.
Huh?
Because there's a couple of others that are listed in here. Did you ever hear anything about Bank of America?
No.
And then there was one that was BSW Shoe Warehouse.
Dana, let's forget about the list here and talk about that that accusation. Now, what makes you think that the government would be able to find out your financial information based on having your credit card number?
Well, they could compare lists to see how many bank accounts you've got.
They already know how many bank accounts you have.
All they have to do is go to Equifax or TWA. Is it?
That's a credit report.
PRW.
This is not credit report.
And they do report on all of your bank accounts on those credit reports.
Yeah, did you ever notice that you have to put your Social Security number down when you apply for a bank account? Did you think that was just getting lost in the system somewhere? You're tied in.
Government doesn't need to steal your information. And if
then let's go back.
Why do bank robbers keep on going to banks, Dana?
Why would they want this money?
Oh, Dana.
Okay, let me tell you why. You know, I'm probably one of the people here on the show. I'm the most hacker educated. I listen to hacking radio shows. I've been kind of in and out of the hacking
scene. You subscribe
scene.
To 2600?
I read it.
You're not elite enough,
then. I don't pay for it.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
But, so, as far as that goes, I don't claim to be any sort of expert, but I will tell you this. Imagine this. I don't like calling, all electronic criminals hackers because some hackers are not electronic criminals, but these are clearly electronic criminals. They're stealing people's identifications to steal money from them. Now, if you're an electronic criminal, what are you going to want? You're going to want a lot of data, a lot of it, so that you can just go through this list and keep trying these things until you get hits, because what's going to happen is, on a lot of these credit cards, credit card fraud information, things like that, the protections are going to kick in. But if you can actually find more and more information about someone, then you have a much higher successful rate of impersonating them. And if the fraud protection stuff kicks in, then you can just move on. Like, okay, this one's a dud. I can't hit this account. I gotta move on to the next one. And it's very easy for these hackers, once they break into one of these systems, to take that, to take that data and just, and go through it, because it's text. I mean, to download that, they can download
40 million numbers in seconds.
It's just
about money, Dana. It has nothing to do with the government. And, you know, we're on Free Talk Live. We're the first to attack the government for doing terrible things. But in this case, the government already has all your financial information, because all of the financial businesses in this country are tied right into the Treasury Department. They're tied right into the IRS. So they've already got that info.
And the thing about the size of the numbers, that just probably happens to be the size of the numbers of the database. That, like MasterCard probably has a huge database, and some hacker got in and downloaded the entire database.
And just, well, don't you find this very concerning? Have you heard anything
about... Just change your information.
Certainly. Well, I got to say, though, the free market responds to this fairly fairly well, or the semi-free market that we have. You know, if your credit card company, and this actually happened to the company that I had a credit card through a couple of years back, they actually called me up and said, we're going to be sending you a new card. Our information was compromised. And so I didn't have to do anything. I just said, well, okay.
Yeah.
Send me a new card. I mean, these people, the companies that are behind this here, that are being hacked into, they don't want to lose their clients. I mean, they're going to apologize and apologize and apologize and do whatever they can to make the situation good again. They'll put all the accounts on a freeze, and then they'll just send them all the cardholders new cards.
And the most you're liable for is $50 per account. That's
well, I understand all of that. I just find it concerning.
I find your phone connection concerning. Are you? Do you have something over your phone? Because we can barely hear you. Hello?
No, I'm just talking to you from a cell phone.
Oh, that's better.
Because I'm online, so therefore my line is tied up.
Oh, it sounds better now. So do we help ease your fears a little bit, Dana?
Oh, maybe, maybe not. I'm too old and too paranoid to be...
It's okay to be paranoid. It's okay to be paranoid if they're really out to get you, but in this case, the people out to get you are the information thieves.
Identity
and not
thieves.
The state.
Yep.
Although the state is definitely out to get you in some other ways, Dana. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Because you're really not paranoid if they really are trying to get you.
I would say don't worry about the state. You know, don't worry about the government being that subtle.
Oh, yeah, the government wants to take your money. They'll just come and
put a gun at you. Yeah, they'll just come and rip it right out of your hands.
Well, they have all that information anyway. I mean, it's their social security number that they labeled you
Yeah,
with.
But they're really obvious about it. You know all those forms that you sign when you're telling the government they can look at your money?
Yeah.
I mean, it's very, very overt, any sort of government stuff.
I mean, the government...
You sign it away.
Yeah, exactly. It's the only way you can really protect yourself from having the government know how much money you have is to completely operate in the black market. Not the black market, but the underground economy. You know, go and mow lawns for a living and only take cash, you know, and stuff it all under your bed at night. Then they're not going to know how much money's in your bank account. But at any old time, if the government asks your bank to show them their records,
yeah,
they'll bend right over.
Yeah.
Sure they will.
That's where people, if you're going to be paranoid, don't be paranoid that the government is stealing. The government doesn't need to steal. They could just go and be like, show us your record. Show us the records. You know, and
or we'll
especially
pull your license.
If it's for an individual person. They don't need to, you know, grab mass databases. They could just go and say, we need to investigate this one person.
And nobody at the bank will say, we want to protect our clients' privacy. They won't say that because they're tied into the state. It's the federal government that makes the money system happen in this country, unfortunately, because of the Federal Reserve System, which is a whole other issue. More coming up. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Speaking of the feds and data, we do have some info on a federal agency that took your info without permission.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Poofy dresses and rented tuxedos are staples of prom night, but there's another tradition that revelers can do without. When I come back, I'll tell you about it, so save me a dance.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked-on carbon deposits and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindTheShop.com to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG. A clashing corsage is a brief faux pas. But drinking and driving on prom or graduation is one offense that can really be short-lived. Literally. According to research by Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, many teens report more pressure to drink and drive. 74%, in fact. Or to ride with someone that's been drinking during these times of celebration. While more than 50% are expected to partake in dangerous driving activities, like speeding or driving without a seatbelt, it's no surprise that more than half of all fatal traffic crashes on prom and graduation weekends involve alcohol. Please, don't drink and drive. The crown you lose may not be the temporary kind. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
The Monday Night Edition. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we feature our lady listeners in the Shrine of Female Listeners. There are three distinct categories, and we'd like to also invite Dana, who we just got off the phone with, to join the Shrine, be our newest member, because we got the validated section with the ladies who've actually taken the time to have a photograph taken specifically for Free Talk Live. And in that photo, they usually are holding up a sign or a piece of paper that references the show. You know, says, I love Manwich, or
right.
Fire Manwich, or something like that. And
always one of those two.
Right. So we've got the shrine with the validated ladies. We've also got the regular section. These are women who've taken the time to send us their
photos. Fortunately, it doesn't say, like, draw and quarter Manwich.
Yeah.
Crucify Manwich.
That sounds fun.
We need to put out a call to have people record themselves calling into other talk shows and saying Fire Manwich.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Tar and Feather Manwich.
Just anything.
All right, so there you go. Freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Hey, we got this from Todd, Dr. Todd, and he, I guess it ties into this whole information, your information is not secure theme. According to the Associated Press, a federal agency collected extensive personal information about airline passengers, although Congress told it not to, and it said it wouldn't, according to documents obtained Monday by the Associated Press. I love how they are kind of personifying the federal agency. The federal agency said it wouldn't, as though the agency has the ability to speak and make decisions.
You mean the people in the agency said
right.
they would not?
Right. It was the, you know, the heads of the agency said they wouldn't.
Huh.
The agency itself could not possibly speak.
The agency doesn't exist.
Right.
We are the TSA. You will be assimilated.
And that's, of course, who we're talking about. The Transportation Security Administration, a contractor of them, used three data brokers to collect detailed information about U.S. citizens who flew on commercial airlines in June 2004 in order to test a terrorist screening program called Secure Flight. According to documents, will be published in the Federal Register this week. The TSA had ordered the airlines to turn over data on those passengers, called passenger name records, in November. So not only will your banks just flip right on over whatever information the feds request, so will your airlines. What's that? TSA wants some info? Okay, go ahead and give it to them.
That's
what
like
happened
that.
Here. Yep. The contractor, Eagle Force Associates, then combined the passenger name records with commercial data from three contractors that included first, last, middle names, home address, phone number, birth date, name, suffix, second, surname, first, address, third address, zip code, and latitude and longitude. They actually had your latitude and longitude of your home address in this database.
What are they trying to do, drop a bomb on you?
That's a little creepy.
It is creepy.
Bombs? That's so archaic. Lasers.
Lasers.
Yeah, there you go.
From space.
Set your house on fire.
Or microwaves.
Maybe they could just type in the longitude and latitude and a little satellite view tracker thing can come up on your house.
You know what? I'm gonna move out of my master bedroom because that's where they're gonna assume I'm gonna sleep. Go move into the one of the side
That'll
bedrooms.
That'll fool them.
Yeah.
Eagle Force.
Well, I'll know if there's a hole burned in the master bedroom.
They then produced CD-ROMs containing the information and provided those CD-ROMs to TSA for use in watch list match testing. According to previous official notices, TSA had said it would not store commercial data about airline passengers. The Privacy Act of 1974 prohibits the government from keeping a secret database. Well, now it's not secret anymore. According to a privacy lawyer with the ACLU, I am just floored. This is like creating an FBI file, not just some simple check. And then they're storing the data. TSA spokesbureaucrat Mark Hatfield said the program was being developed with a commitment to privacy. And it was a routine to change the official definition of a system of records during a test phase. They're still, don't be afraid. It's okay. It may appear as though we've done something wrong here, but rest assured, the TSA is committed to protecting your privacy. Sure, you believe them, don't you?
No.
No?
No, I don't.
But they're committed. This guy, Mark Hatfield, spokesperson, he said so.
Sorry. I don't feel like the, you know, a group of security guards that happen to go government agency are now handing out fines with no jurisdiction whatsoever. I don't feel like they're really out there to help me.
Yeah, they are out of control. They are.
I mean,
Manwich knows that the true plan is to shoot soundbeam weapons into his bedroom.
they're fondling little old ladies and confiscating nail clippers. Yep. They're not doing anything but annoying the American public. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter. You know, what if Arab terrorists, not that to say that America has only been attacked by Arab terrorists, because let's be clear, Timothy McVeigh, not Arab.
Right.
Arab terrorists were allowed to walk onto planes with Mach-10s.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they're going to fly that airplane into a building? Never.
No.
They can't fly that airplane into a building, because the people on that plane, they only have so many bullets. The people on that plane are not going to let them.
Absolutely.
It's over for terrorism. And hijacking airplanes. That's not happening anymore. Do you know how many people have been killed by the passengers in planes since 9/11?
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's been like, it's about 10 or something.
Because they're overreacting?
Yeah, well, you know, somebody gets drunk and says, get me out of here.
Give me another drink or I'll bomb you.
Whatever, yeah. Says something stupid, and they kill them.
I've got to
right on a plane.
Speaking of the plane thing, and speaking of the sound wave comment that I brought up, I have to name drop. We've name dropped Penn & Teller's show before. Penn & Teller's BS
on
and
tonight.
I need to name drop Adam Savage and Jamie Hyneman's show. It's on Discovery Channel.
Okay.
Called MythBusters.
MythBusters. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It's an absolutely phenomenal show where they do science of these, you know, commonly held myths. One myth is that if you shoot the shell of an airplane, that explosive decompression, the plane will just fly apart.
Just rushes out.
Yeah, everything will rush out. Like in the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. They actually pressurized this plane and tested it. They do all this testing of all these myths. And they found that even if you had a small explosive large enough to blow out a chunk of, like, the side of one entire seat, no explosive decompression.
No.
None.
Just runs out.
Yeah, just runs out. You could completely knock out an entire window, and it wouldn't even move you sitting in your seat.
Hmm.
You know, so,
amazing,
yeah,
isn't it?
Even a small explosive on a plane, blowing out a chunk of the side of the plane, would not cause explosive decompression.
You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. Let's talk to Rob in Salt Lake City. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Manwich. How you guys doing?
What's up?
Johnson's here, too, but hello.
Hey.
Yeah, well, I just want to talk to some things.
Sorry.
Thanks.
Sorry. It was just funny the way you said it, man. Go ahead.
I just wanted to mention a few things that are on my mind. I know you guys probably get it on your mind here every once in a while. Did you guys ever get into space travel and spaceships and space science in your
school? I have been to space many times.
Well, really,
what specifically
now
are you talking about?
Well, just kind of the general interest that Americans used to have about space travel and the future of mankind in space.
I like it, but it seems to have kind of dwindled down. You know, I remember there was a show when I was a kid called 1999.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
That didn't happen.
When I was a kid.
I remember there used to be these movies.
Didn't happen.
I remember
2010.
Come on, man.
I remember there used to be these movies and these this television series. Well, there was, like, I guess this one was called Star Wars. One was called Star Trek. They're gone. They're over. Yeah. I mean, that's just an example.
Well, what about it, Rob?
Well, one of the things that I've been thinking about is that American liberty, you and I well know it, and you talk about it a lot. American liberty is very peculiar, and it's happened before in other governments and other nations in the history of the Earth. And I think one of the things that happens is that it tends to turn into different forms. Like, we're right on
course. I want you to explain that more. Hang on, Rob. Sure. American liberty turns into different forms. We'll find out what that means. Coming up, 800-259-9231. And I guess he's going to tie that into space travel. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight. With the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you could fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio. That number again is 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio. Because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It is your show. And actually, our listeners have been doing a good job of that tonight. Because sometimes they follow along, and sometimes they throw us a curveball. And we've actually got Rob on the line in Salt Lake City. Rob, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
With Ian Johnson and Manwich. Now, you started out by talking about space travel, and now you're going to tell us something about American liberty and how it's changing?
Well, there's actually a connection between the two. I need you to go back and remember your history for a moment.
I'm going to do my best.
Well, I went to government school, so yeah, I'll do my best as well.
Well, so did I, but they're okay. Mm. When Europe got crowded and basically filled out the its social environment and basically became full up with whatever their society made, liberty kind of went away and oligarchy came in and tyranny came in. And then what
was there liberty in Europe?
There was. Every once in a while it would crop up and flourish, and then it would go away and move to a different place.
Okay.
My point is, now that America is pretty much reaching that same critical threshold where the oligarchy is starting to take over and the tyranny is starting to rear up its ugly head.
That part I'll agree with.
What was the key to American liberty was going into a new land, new open spaces, building something new. So those keys of philosophy, those very foundations of the thought that generates a liberty-oriented society can flourish and regenerate. Well, unfortunately, that's no longer possible because the Earth is pretty much all colonized and all built up. Space travel, this is where this ties in.
I kind of get your point, you know, if you're forging into space, there's no bureaucrat to tell you what to do. I mean,
well, true.
I was out on a sailboat for my honeymoon for like 10 days. I was out on a sailboat, and I was realizing, you know what? Nobody to tell me what to do out here. You do whatever I want.
Expose yourself.
Right. And that's the key right there. You guys know that feeling when you get away from the masses, you get away from bureaucracy. Something sparks inside of your head. Something goes off. Something comes back to life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what liberty comes from. That's where these thoughts that found these types of cultures and societies, that's where it comes from. And it can only grow in those types of environments. Now, the key in our culture is the gift of America to the world is the space sciences. It's the ability to leave the Earth, the thought processes that we need to have in order to build new worlds, to move life to different planets, and all these types of things that go along with it.
Okay.
That's our gift to it. And what we have to do, we are the torchbearers of this culture. We're going to pass along that knowledge and that foundation to the people who are just a little bit ahead of us, maybe like in the next 100 years, who will then go off and found those new societies from those on the new
the
world.
The problem is the bureaucrats can buy space flight tickets too. I mean, they're going to come up there at the same time.
Well, just like England had charge over the colonies for a while, that's very true. That's how the system works. But then the same sparks will ignite over there.
Do you think this is going to happen in our lifetime, though?
I'm with him. Now, the problem with space travel currently is NASA.
Yeah.
We are regulated, and what we can do is, as you and I, we can't build a rocket and get into space.
It's loosening up a little bit, though.
There are new technologies being developed that will enable that within our lifetime.
I think that's true.
And it's very true.
The space elevator is one of them.
Yes, that's the key. Our generation will build that, and that is the key to building the stuff that we need to get up there with.
The space elevator, since you're asking what, man, which is currently what they're doing is they're suspending something so that it's a tower, like an elevator, a magnetic lift that will take like a train. It's almost like a train track, but it's a spherical train track, conical train track, that basically a plane can fly up, unload into this track, right, that's in the middle of the air. Now, I'll explain how it floats in the middle of the air in a second.
That's really my problem.
And something can shoot up into space through this magnetic lift.
Okay.
Right? Now, the way it's held in
Does
air.
Is that a down button?
Yes, there would be an up and down button. It's a magnet. It's just it's a magnetic train track. Okay?
Catch it on a plane?
It's a magnetic train track. Now, the way it stays there is the actual, it's held by the rotational force of the Earth.
Uh-huh.
You know, basically that slingshot effect. And gravity. It's balanced right between those two. And it's
really?
Just a long tube that hangs out in space.
What if a fat dude gets in it? I mean, would that throw him off?
It would have to be an enormously fat dude.
made
from plutonium.
That would be the coolest ride.
Yeah, that would be a pretty cool ride.
The version I've seen on the internet and actually in conferences is anchored to the ocean, or anchored to a flotation device on the ocean.
Well,
all you got to do is step in and go up.
One thing's for sure, the engineers will figure it all out, and within years, hopefully, we'll all have this opportunity. But I don't know. I see where you're coming from. I'm kind of with Man, which I agree with you, Rob. Those new frontiers have always been good for
That's
liberty.
What will rekindle it? Yes,
but
ours
like,
is pretty much gone.
I feel like we still have an. I still definitely feel like we have an opportunity here, especially with the Free State Project. Have you heard about that, Rob?
Yes, I have. It's an intriguing project. But the truth is that you can't get away from the system as long as you're on this planet, because it's planet-wide. It's global now. You can't get away from it.
It sounds like a truth because you've just said it as a truth. I don't think that is a truth.
There's plenty of
it's
people
not
that
the
are
truth
on the system.
Well, if you can build an island within the global structure of this new world, then all more power to you.
In a democratic society, voters get to make a choice, and activists play a huge role in what people think is right and wrong as far as politics goes. You got to admit that the American Family Association has had a tremendous effect on the FCC. I mean, it's just one organization.
Parents Television Council.
No, that's the American Family Association.
Maybe both.
Whatever.
Okay.
And, you know, basically one Christian organization has changed how things were going on television just by their pressure that they've exerted on the FCC.
Throughout history,
activists have a big, big role. If you put 20,000 libertarians in one little bitty state, things are going to change.
Absolutely. Throughout history, big changes have been made by very, very small groups of people.
And it's only going to be the economy in New Hampshire that enables us to build the Earth 2 colony ship that allows us to launch Project Genesis on Planet Bob.
Hey, there you go. Rob, thanks for the call, man.
You're
good
welcome.
One. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231.
I'd love that. Earth 2 colony what?
Well, seriously, Johnson's right. The economy, a real free market economy, is going to be the one that sends people to space. So we're going to end up having a launch pad in New Hampshire or something like that. Because
we better annex part of Florida or something nice and southern-wise so we don't have to worry about snow.
That's a good point. All right, we're coming back with more Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231, not to mention living forever. That's something else the free market needs to come up with real soon. This is Free Talk Live. Take it away.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
You've heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We are still inside hour number one. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for you to make your calls and bring up whatever you want. Political, personal, anything goes. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Menwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com, where you'll find live streaming. We've got the broadband feed. We've got the dial-up feed, so anybody who's connected to the Internet, virtually anyone, can listen for free at freetalklive.com. You can also email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. We actually have a bunch of emails, and we've been getting a number of calls, so the show's about your calls. So
no surprise
Your emails are going to be placed on the back burner, and we'll get to them when we can. In this case, it's a short one from Max. He says, the public school topic was just brought up. What do you guys think of subsidized tuition? This would put schools under the pressures of a free market while giving everyone the privilege of an education, because children aren't yet capable of earning that privilege. Currently, a child going to private school has only earned it by being lucky enough to be born from well-off parents. Because of this, many people believe that education should be a privilege that you don't have to earn, like having a vote or not being subject to a violent crime. So, how do you feel about subsidized tuition.
Vouchers?
That's another way to put it. Sure.
I like them. I think that they are I think that they're better than public schools.
But it's still theft at gunpoint.
You know, I'll take theft at gunpoint on that. And I'd prefer that over what I've got.
So you don't mind? Doesn't matter to you? So as long as the government is sticking the guns in your face, do it the way you want it to be done, then it's okay? Then it's okay with you? You're going to rob me because you think the program's okay?
This is the point that the libertarians really depart with reality.
I want everything and I want it right now. Give it to me all right now. Here's what I'm telling you. Is that the fact is that here's an opportunity to actually put what we have of a free market to work right now.
No, you are departed from reality, Manwich, in that you believe that all of a sudden, if we just have the government distribute the money to these private schools, it'll make it more free market. It'll make it a better system. As a matter of fact, all it will end up doing is turning these private schools into wards of the state. Because to get the free money, to get the tuition money, to get the voucher money, all of these private schools are going to have to play along with the strings. You know very well, man, that whenever the feds hold money out in front of the government, in front of state governments, there's always strings attached to it. What do you think? That's not going to happen with the voucher system? You think the bureaucrats that administer the school programs are going to sit back and say,
Of the state university system is what you are basically talking about, and we have a pretty good, not the best by any stretch of the imagination, pretty good state university system.
Did you think so when the police were showing up choking out the students who wanted to have their classes outside?
I think that the police would come and choke students anywhere.
How about the rising tuition rates? Tuitions are going up instead of falling based on competition. Our university system is not that great now. You got a bunch of kids that are getting drunk every night. There's hardly any education going on. What is being educated is very politically correct. This is the same kind of crap that's going to be going on in the private schools. You're going to ruin private education with vouchers.
I'm telling you.
You have to have it all the way or not at all, Manwich.
The fact is, we don't have it all the way right now, so I'll take a little bit.
It's just totally going to be negated by the fact that the government is the one doling out the funds. And that's the part that you're just ignoring. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. 1-800-259-9231.
Here's another point. What's probably going to happen is that the government's going to state that it's going to dole out a certain amount of funds and a certain amount of students are going to go to a school, and the government's just going to decide to yank the funding one of these years.
Who knows?
And drive
they can do whatever they want to. They do that kind of stuff all the time. Promises, and then we all know that it falls through. How you could support this, man, which I don't understand. More coming back. You incrementalist, you. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up. You can take control of the show and anything goes.